Well, we're not in trouble with this forecast. Beautiful, with a capital B. And we'll bring in...
And a good morning to you, Marshall. What can I tell you? You know, good things don't last forever. No. I'm not a gambler, but if I had a bet on us being wet as opposed to dry, I would lose. I know there was a lot of talk over the weekend about, getting day after day after day of much needed rain, but I don't see it. The low pressure system that hopefully was going to give us rain is going to move out through the mid-Atlantic, and it will turn eventually northeastward, but far off the Cape Cod coast, and then it will back in over Maine. So if anybody's going to get rain from that, it's going to be Maine and northern New Hampshire, but it's not going to be us. So partly sunny skies today, 80, partly cloudy tonight, 55 to 60, and Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, partly sunny. Low 80s or 80 to 85, and about the same on Friday. So I don't really see too much rain for us this week. Some folks may get a shower here and there, either today or tomorrow or Wednesday, but I'm sorry, in my opinion, not enough coverage to put it in the forecast, because those places will be real spotty and amounts of rain will be negligible. So I'm just not putting it in the forecast. I'm keeping the forecast dry. So sit back, relax, and enjoy a nice, easy week.
Well, Pat, you get the coast this week.
I do, and I'm very happy about it. I mean, I really am. I have a lot of things to do, you know, where we're getting ready. In 3 weeks, we'll be shooting our movie project up at the lake. So getting ready for that, and I have a lot to do. So I'm glad that the weather is quiet. And everybody could enjoy it, not just me, but everybody could enjoy it. A lot of people on vacation now, you know, camp is out, so parents take advantage of this time before the school starts, to go away with their families, and that, I'm glad the weather will cooperate. I mean, the weather over the weekend was spectacular. As we indicated, the picnic weather was great. A lot of people came up to me and thanked me as if I had something to do with it. So that was kind of cool. It was pretty chilly Saturday night, which I kind of thought. When I got up to go to church yesterday morning, up at the lake, it was 52. And that's, you know, that's kind of cool for August. I could see it in early September, but for August it was pretty cool. But it was nice. I enjoyed it. And review on the picnic.
That's what I'm waiting for.
I will give it on a 1 to 10 basis, 10 bases with 10 being the best. I will give it a generous 5.
That means you're being generous.
I'm being generous. I got there about 1:30. It started at 1. Got there at 1:30. And the caterers started serving the food at 2. And I went up and I got myself a cheeseburger, macaroni salad, and a piece of chicken. Everything was barbecued. The first thing I did, I said, let me taste the chicken. I cut the chicken. The entire middle was pink. Off it goes, out to the side, not touching it, Pat, especially, you know, with my history of food poisoning and everything else. And then I take a bite into my hamburger, and the entire middle is pink. Off to the side. So I wound up having for lunch macaroni salad. At that point, they brought on a guitarist who I know, this female, and it's electric guitar. Something was wrong with her amp, Marshall. It was nothing but treble, screeching. She was screaming and yelling. To one person, I got up. I said, "Guys, see you in a little. Where are you going?" Across the field to the studio, I have work to do. So I get to the studio, and I'm trying to do my work. And as people are walking by the door, and they see the door open, they peek in, they see me, they come in and they talk. I'm not getting anything done, Marshall. I'm there hours. I mean, I'm trying to get the work done. I'm not getting anything done. So finally, I look at the clock. It's like 5 o'clock. I said, okay. The caterers at 8 or 6, let me go back and try again. Go back, get up there. It was 5:30. They were packing up. And I looked at the clock. I'm saying to myself, you're getting paid to 6 and you're already packing up. There were 3 burgers left. So I said, are any of these burgers at least medium to well? And the guy turns around to me and says, what do you want, a hockey puck? I wanted to say, how nice is that to treat your clients like that? I said, no, but I don't want it rare. So he takes the burger off the bun, puts it on the grill. I stand there for 5 minutes, and he puts it back on the bun and gives it to me. The middle was still rare. So basically, I had nothing to eat for dinner. Then at 7:30, the Italian ices were served. They were delicious, the best part of the whole picnic. Had a cherry Italian ice. At that point, the, quote, so-called DJ arrives, female. Now, did you ever hear of a DJ? Did anybody ever hear of a DJ putting on a song, and when it ends, dead air, and a new song starts? Do you call that a DJ?
No, you always keep the music going.
Right. And she started with rock. And it's rock, and it's piercing again. Loud, rock, rock, rock. So I'm giving it the benefit of the doubt, and I'm looking at everybody at my table, all my friends, and I'm rolling my eyes, and they're laughing. And then she switches over to country line dancing. Country line dancing. This is going on over 20 minutes now. I picked myself up. I said, I'll see you. They go, where are you going now? I said, I'm going back to the studio. But it's dark. I said, there are lights in the studio now. They're running the generator. I said, I am not listening to this. I don't like it. I'm not listening to it. I'm going to go and finish my work. So I finished my work, and then they called me at 9:45 to tell me that the pizza arrived. So I come out, walk across the field. I get there. There is one slice that they were able to get for me, and they put it on my table with pepperoni on. I don't eat pepperoni. So I'd peel the pepperoni off, I had pizza, and I went home.
So they didn't bring a lot of pizza?
They brought 30 pies.
For how many people?
Well, by the time the pies came,
yeah.
I would say you were lucky if there was 50 people. And what happened, I'm told, that they stacked the piles up on the table, and anybody that was there ran and didn't open up the box.
They took the box.
Took the box.
Oh,
one guy came and said to the chairperson, my mom and my sister sent me back. They would like me to bring back 2 boxes of pizza. He laughed in his face. He said, here's 2 boxes. They're both empty. He goes, what? He goes, they're gone. So that was it. So I left at 9:45, and it was still going on till at least 11 o'clock. I left at 9:45.
Did they ask you to sell tickets?
Nope. I think the word got around. Huh. The word got around that I was not, and I did not. And I wasn't even around when they were selling the tickets, and I don't care. And I didn't buy them. Yeah. I didn't buy them. I wasn't buying them. And there's a good reason I wasn't buying them. The daughter of our next door neighbor was selling the 50-50s. And I don't talk to her, and she don't talk to me. So I wasn't going up to her and buying 50-50s. So that was my lowdown on the picnic. And I finished all the work that I could Sunday up there. And then I came home late yesterday afternoon.
All right. So you give a generous 5.
Generous 5. There was just one bright spot in the whole thing, folks. Aside from the weather. Because the weather was the best. There's no doubt about it. I met Gary Garrison's nephew, who is a professional editor. Yeah. He's 28 years old. He graduated from, I forgot where in the city. He does the Progressive insurance commercials.
Huh.
You've all seen it with Flo?
Yeah.
Yep. He edits that. That's one of his jobs. Very nice guy. He bought a cabin across the lake. He will be up in September. He said, text me if you need me for anything. If you need camera work done or stuff like that. He said, I'll come over. He said, I'll be more than happy to get involved with you guys. And I said, great. I didn't want to tell him this was the last year, but I said, great. So that was the bright spot.
Well, next time you see him, tell him I hate Flo.
I said to him, she is really, really, I said, she must be just flying to the bank. He goes, she sure is.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Hey, I saw a movie over the weekend.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen it yet. Uncharted?
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Now, see, I thought so, too.
Yeah.
But
they get good reviews?
Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 2.
Baloney.
It was a fun movie to watch. You know what it reminded me of? An adult version of The Goonies.
Yeah. I would definitely give that movie an 8.
Yeah, it was an adult version of The Goonies. It was fun. Yeah. It had some exciting in it. But it was an adult version of The Goonies.
I loved it.
If you like
I
The
really
Goonies,
enjoyed it.
If you like The Goonies, you're going to love this movie.
Yes.
Uncharted.
It's a good movie, and that doesn't deserve a 2 at all. Did you watch anything else?
I just don't know. The Purple Hearts was the one I told you about.
Oh, right, you read The Purple Hearts.
But no, just that one.
Okay.
So you and I agree. We give that one.
Yep, we agree.
Double thumbs up.
Yep, no doubt about it. Don't listen to Rotten Tomatoes.
All right, and double thumbs up for that forecast. Repeat it again, Pat.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, basically, folks, it's short and sweet. It's partly sunny or partly cloudy from today through Thursday, and you're looking at temperatures 80, maybe 85.
All right, and did you see where in London the Thames River is running dry?
No.
Because of the heat?
Oh, my goodness.
Don't have to worry about London Bridge falling down. All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Pat Pagano with the Weather Center with a look at our tri-state forecast this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. For you folks who join us on Facebook Live,